Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I am not a fan of surprises. That's why I like the preventative maintenance from my guys at Care. They make sure your heater or AC is running at tip-top shape so you don't have any surprises. Maybe you're saying, I like surprises. What's the big deal? Weren't expecting that, were you? Surprise, that sucked, right? Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. My throat hurts.
Hello?
Hey, Lene. How you doing?
Hi, Manti. How are you?
Oh, that's just so good to hear your very feminine voice.
Yeah, that's me. I'm 100% girl.
Oh, man. So how are you doing today, Lene? What do you got planned? What have you been up to?
Well, I got to tell you, I had a little trip. I went to New Zealand earlier today,
oh, wow.
But I'm back now. I'm home.
Did you drive there, or was that, drive?
Yeah, you know, I drove. Oh. It was a long drive. I made it back.
Did you listen to that CD I made for you? That CD I made of me breathing heavy? Did you like that?
Yeah, that was really good. I really liked it.
Good. I'm glad. Oh, well, I'm glad you were safe in New Zealand.
Yeah.
You know, where can we meet up? I want to see you. I've spent so long.
Oh, I don't know about meeting. A car's coming. Oh, no.
What?
Oh, God.
Renee? Hello?
I've been in a horrible car accident.
Oh, no. Lene, hang on. I'll come over and get you. I'll come get you. Just stay right there.
No, I'm in a coma. I'm in a coma now. I'm almost dead.
Hello?
No, I'm
okay?
In a coma. Don't come see me. Don't do it. I'm in
okay.
a coma.
I don't want to.
Okay, I feel better. All right. Oh, everything's fine.
Oh, you're okay. Well, can I come see you now? Because, you just got through getting in a coma and stuff.
I don't feel good. Hold on. I have leukemia. Don't come see me. I swear to God, don't come.
What?
Leukemia? Don't come see me. I have cancer of the blood. Do not come and see me.
Is that an animal or something? What is that?
No, I have cancer. I'm dying. Are you sure you go to Notre Dame? How did you get it? Did you forge some transcripts or something?
Hey, look, man. Just put yourself in my position. I'm just trying to play football in Notre Dame.
I know you
be
are.
Be my very real
girlfriend. I know.
Girlfriend.
I love you. But I have leukemia. Do not come and see me.
I want to see the leukemia, though. I've never seen any leukemia
before. It's inside me. You can't. It's inside.
All right. Well, I guess I won't come see you, but I'm going to play really hard for you, and I'm going to try to win the Heisman Trophy for you, girl.
Okay.
Girl of my dreams.
All right. We'll talk later.
Okay. Can I? All right. I love you.
Right back at you. I'm a girl, remember?
Oh, that's so sweet. You sound so pretty.
Hello?
Hi, Manti.
Hey, Lene.
Hey, how are you?
Wow, it's good to hear your voice. It's been so long.
Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yeah. Did you get the gift I sent you?
Yeah, I got it. Thanks a lot. It's just what I wanted, a big ball of cash.
It's all I know how to get, the lady of my life.
For Valentine's Day, you asked me what you could get me?
Yeah.
I'd like another big ball of cash.
Oh, okay. I'll send one of those along.
All right. And you know what? If you just felt like it, like on a random Monday, I would really appreciate a big ball of cash.
Oh, yeah. I think that'd be... I can do that.
I have some news for you. I heard that the Chargers are relocating.
The Chargers?
You play for them.
Oh, yeah,
the
my
team.
The
team with the bolt.
The football team I play for. Yeah, them.
You wear the helmet with the lightning on it? That's the Chargers.
I thought that was just like a jagged rainbow. I didn't know what that was.
I can't believe you went to Notre Dame. Anyway, they have moved to Chillicothe, Ohio.
What? Coffee's cold? You got chili coffee?
Now,
you want an iced cappuccino along with the ball of cash?
Do you need a bell tone? Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Sorry, Lene.
Hey, by the way, can you send me another big ball of cash?
Yeah. I've got one sitting right here on the coffee table. The chili coffee table, as you like to call it. So how do I get to Chillicothe, Ohio?
You have to take a plane and a car, and you have to get, it's not easy to get to. It used to be the capital of Ohio.
I thought the O was the capital of Ohio.
That's right. Hey, do me a favor. Send me another big ball of cash.
You got it, sweetie. Anything for you. Hey, by chance, could you ever send me that Snapchat you said you would send me like 2 years ago and I never got, even though I've downloaded Snapchat like 19 times?
Yeah, the funniest thing keeps happening is every time I go to FaceTime with you or Snapchat with you, my DSL connection drops off.
Okay.
Hey, you know what I think would help my internet get back up and running?
What? Would that be maybe my tender love and care if I come over and see you?
It would be a big ball of cash.
All right, I'll send you another one of those.
Okay, gotta go. Don't forget to send me a big ball of cash.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh,
of
yeah.
Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them, like, in order, like a collection where they're, like, filed that way. But I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back, and then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leaper.
Muggsy's Leaper. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog,
mm-hmm.
and she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I'm sure he does,
lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior.
That doesn't
mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that? A kernel of corn? Nope. Not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I'm
as
not
a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not in
it is fitting.
An asylum.
It is fitting
kind.
That I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flap and chap and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I
now
get the my
just,
guy on occasion.
You're getting the that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.